We're actually going to go forward a little bit in your story, and we're going to look at something that happened 12 years afterwards. And the title of this morning's message is Don't Lose Jesus During the Celebration. Sometimes during Christmas time, you would think it would be a time we grow closer to God or grow closer to Christ at Christmas time, but in a very real sense, many times we're drawn away from the Lord Jesus just because we don't have the time. We become busy, we like the idea, but how many of us really have time to stop unless we force ourselves to meditate and worship on the things of God? It seems like in the very midst of the celebrating of Christmas, we lose him. We lose the purpose of him. We lose the fellowship with him. So this morning, we're going to look at a lesson. Some of you probably have connected. It happened 12 years later. There was a time when Mary and Joseph lost Jesus. They were celebrating the Passover. And it's something during the celebration of a Passover, and who was the Passover about? It was a pointing of picture of Jesus was coming. Their parents lost their child. And he said, I'm not going to pick on the parents about it, but it's a thought, and it's a neat transition way to think about how we lose Christ sometimes when we're celebrating Christmas, just like they lost their child. So in Luke chapter number 2, the Bible tells about the young 12-year-old Jesus going with his parents to celebrate the Passover at Jerusalem, but they lost him, or they, when they were returning home, they realized Jesus wasn't actually with them. So let's go ahead and read the story, and some simple points here, some simple thoughts, and made it very simple in a hope that maybe we can take this and talk to other people even while tomorrow or the next days while you're celebrating Christmas, and you can say, you know what, let's make sure we don't forget Christ or lose Jesus during celebration. Luke chapter number 2, verse number 40, and the child grew. What child are they talking about? They're talking about Jesus, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. So what do we see this? They are celebrating as they've been told to according to the law. So they were just people. They were upright. And that's why God chose Joseph and Mary. And we see that they're doing what they're supposed to do. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, meaning that they had celebrated the Passover according to the law, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. So they usually traveled in large caravans, usually involved a lot of family members. At 12, it's called a child here, but at 12, a child there, like Jesus would have been, very mature, somebody they didn't have to look over. Remember, he was sinless, so they knew they could trust him. They just thought he was part of the group. A 12-year-old nowadays, most of them, you wouldn't trust them to do much by themselves because it's a whole different ball game. But back then, a 12-year-old, especially someone with the impeccable character of Jesus, so you're saying they're just bad parents. I think that they thought Jesus was with them, as what the Bible says. Verse number 43, and when they had fulfilled those days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, once again with the large caravan, went a day's journey. They traveled a whole day. And that means that, and you can see the community style, this caravan, boy, they would have been feeding each other, and their child would have been, they thought Jesus was fine and taken care of. And they sought him among their kinsfolk, meaning that they thought Jesus was with their family and acquaintance. And so they thought he was going to be there. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. So they went searching for Jesus. And it came to pass that after 3 days of looking, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto him, How is it that ye sought me? Wist she not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Let's have a word of prayer and ask God's help today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful to be here today. We understand what church is all about, and we understand what Christmas is all about. But Lord, as we come to this few moments, learning this lesson and understanding some truths out of your word, teach us, Lord, some things we need to learn. Help us to have the right perspective and right focus. I know it's December 23rd, and we're here in Sunday school, that most people in this room wouldn't forget about celebrating Jesus at Christmas time. But just like Mary and Joseph wouldn't have forgotten their child on purpose, sometimes it happens. Help us to be spirit-led in the next few days. Help us also recognize the enemy that's trying to steal away the true meaning of Christmas. And let us not be a part of that. And help us to see the need that's around the world, a need for a Savior, the reason why you came that first Christmas morning. Lord, speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. So don't lose Jesus during the celebration. I know it's a little bit of a play on words or a little bit of part of the story that you're drawing out, because it's not technically the Christmas story, but I think it gives a great example that there was a celebration that was going on and Mary and Joseph lost their child. So here's a couple things. First question is, and it's the only question, can you lose Jesus? And don't get me wrong, I know the Bible, I know Bible doctrine, I know what the Bible teaches us. You cannot lose your salvation. It's eternal life. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So before we get any farther, I want you to understand, you're not going to lose your salvation during Christmas time. Just like Mary, just because they lost Jesus, no longer stopped being his mother. That didn't happen. The relationship was there. Joseph was still his earthly father. Just because they lost him during a celebration did not mean that they were never going to get to have him again. Instead, it's the fellowship. He wasn't there with them. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to during Christmas time. Mary was still his mother. Joseph was still his earthly father. And if you're saved, you're never going to lose that relationship. But at the same time, we lose a fellowship when we walk away from him. When we don't take time to worship, and we don't take time to ponder, when we don't take time in his word and don't take time praying to him, you know what happens? Our fellowship is broken off. Our relationship, God is still our father. We understand that. Nothing's going to change that. But so I wanted to kind of put that out there, help us understand that we're not going to lose our relationship with God the Father. We're not going to be kicked out of the family just because we don't celebrate Christ this Christmas, just like Mary wasn't taking her mother rights away. It didn't happen that way. And I guess, remind you, this is the important part of Christmas and the great reason why Jesus came. You know, it was the perfect gift because who gave it? It was a perfect gift because we all need it. It's a perfect gift because it can't be taken away. And look what the Bible says. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And when I think about that verse, I think about the devil. Devil's not able to take us out of God's hand. Isn't that wonderful? Some people believe that it can happen. And if you follow that through and that thought through, okay, the devil can take you out of God's hand, then why wouldn't the devil do it to all of us? It's because he can't. And so you're saying that you get to heaven because the devil is being kind to you? No, that's not the case at all. The devil can't take you out of God's hand. You can't take yourself out of God's hand. And so here in the story, you cannot lose Jesus. I want to make sure you understand the play on words there, is that don't lose Jesus during a celebration means we don't want to miss him during Christmas. Let's look at a couple of these things. Number one, look at who lost him. Look at who lost him. Look in chapter 2, verse 43. And it says, and when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Mary, child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of him. So the person that lost him. Now, I don't know about you, but it surprises me that a mother and a father would lose their relationship, I mean their fellowship. You know, maybe an aunt or maybe an uncle. Maybe a dad might lose his kid at the store, but a mom? That doesn't happen very often. You say, what are you going to have? It's easy to miss celebrating Christ at Christmas. And I'm just saying, some people would say, oh yeah, that's for those that never go to church. That's for those who really don't know God. That's for those who don't celebrate Jesus. You know, no. Mary and Joseph, look at who lost him. I'm trying to encourage this today to our Sunday school class and say, hey, look, it's easy to lose Jesus during a celebration time tomorrow. Don't lose him. And you think about the different people who lost fellowship. You think about some of the great Bible characters that turned their back on God for a season. You think about Noah, what he did. And you think about David and what he did with Bathsheba. You think about Moses at different times and Samson and Peter. All these great Bible characters that had a great relationship with God and that had you know, Moses, he says, talk to them like he was a friend. Talk to them like it was face to face. At times in their life, they lost their fellowship with God the Father because of what they've done. And I want you to understand this Christmas season, don't lose Jesus during it. Don't lose Christ at Christmas. Don't forget about the main reason for the season. So think about that, who it was that lost them. The Bible says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. So what are you saying there? Don't say, well, I'd never do that. Because if you don't do it on purpose, you know exactly what's going to happen. You're going to do it. And you know what you're going to miss out on? A chance to show those people in the world, your family members, that you do want to put Christ first. That you do want to make him a priority. It's going to have to take some people to say, okay, you know what? I need to fight this. I need to be circumspective about this. I need to make sure that I'm not going to allow this to happen. I'm not going to forget, or I'm not going to lose Jesus during the celebration. Next thing I want you to think about is look at where they lost him. Look at where they lost him. Chapter 2, verse 41, it says, and when they had fulfilled the days, and as they returned, the child tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew. It was in Jerusalem. You go earlier, it talks about the customs in verse number 42. It talks about he was in the temple later on, talking to the doctors and talking to the lawyers. They didn't lose him in some type of bar. They didn't lose him in a nightclub. They didn't lose him in some layer of sin. You know what they did? They lost him in the temple. They lost him in Jerusalem. And I think there's a lot of times where there's some churches out there that can lose Christ at Christmas time because they don't focus on it. I think there's some even Christian homes out there that can get so worked up and so involved with other things that they forget about. And I'm not against decorations. I have lights on my house. Thank goodness I did not have to hang them. But there's lights on my house. There's a Christmas tree in my window. I don't mind decorations. We have them in the church. I just don't want us to lose Christ. It is possible. They lost Jesus while celebrating the Passover, the most holy Passover, and in the temple in Jerusalem. So I want us to get past this thought of, hey, I'm a believer. There's no way in the world I would lose Christ at Christmas. There's no way I would lose Jesus while I'm celebrating Christmas. Take heed. Be careful, because it can happen. And it's very easy to happen. Look where they lost him at. I wonder if somehow we have let our celebration of Christmas take Christ out of Christmas. It's just a thought there. As you're thinking about it, he's like, no. I'm a believer. I go to Sunday school Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I'm always there. I got Christian music playing in my home. Don't lose it. Mary and Joseph were good people. They, like I mentioned earlier, they followed the laws. They went according to the custom. They had the Lamb of God living at their house. I mean, they could have made an excuse. I don't need to go to the Passover because he is the Passover. He's fulfilling it. We'll just celebrate here with Jesus. But no, they followed the law. They were good people. But they lost him during the celebration. The third thing, look at how they lost him. Look what it says in verse 44. It says, but they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him, saying, sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And they made an assumption that Jesus was with them. They made an assumption. He said, Pastor, you know that the Bible says he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. I understand that. But don't miss this, that, you know, in our Christmas celebrating, in our Christmas day, let's just assume that Jesus is going to be on board with what we're doing. Let's make sure we put him first and that we truly in the celebration. They don't lose him because they're opposing him. Mary and Joseph don't lose him because they're denying him. They lost him because they presumed he was with them. They went a day's journey, one step at a time, but every step they took, it was farther from God. And sometimes because we assume God is going to be okay with the things that we're doing, and that we go a day's journey, step by step, thinking, okay, God's going to bless us, God's with us, and we look back and we're getting farther and farther away from him. So look at how they lost him. They lost him because they assumed everything was okay. They lost him because they didn't seek him. They lost him because they didn't singly put him as their focus. He said, who does that with your child? And I'm not saying you should do that with your child, but I am saying you should do that with the Christ. The Bible says that we should also love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength. The Bible says that we're supposed to be close to him, and the idea that we never want to sin against him. You know, sometimes I think we have to get alone with God and spend time with God and allow him to reveal things with us. This is what we need to work on, because our sin is blind to us, but it's open to everybody else. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, there's nothing wrong, but that's what pride is. Pride is something that's there, and we can't see our own sin, but boy, we can see everybody else's sins. It's her fault, and it's his fault, and it's this person's fault, and this person's fault. And it's the assumption that we have done nothing wrong, and it's the idea, look how they lost him. They just assumed he was going to be there. They just assumed he was going to be a part of the plan. They just assumed he was coming along. Don't assume that in your life. And so when you're celebrating, just remember, is this something that Christ is a part of? Is this something that Christ is focused on? I'm not trying to tell you you can't give gifts. I'm not trying to tell you you can't have fun. I plan on having some fun on Tuesday and spending time with some friends and family and enjoying playing games, things like that. That's wonderful. But don't lose him during the celebration. They did it because they assumed he was there. And you say, well, how did they find him? Well, look at how they found him again. Look at chapter number 2, verse 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. If you go up in verse number 44, but they supposing him to have been in the company with him a day's journey, and they sought him. So they sought after Jesus. They were looking for him among their kinsfolk. They were speaking to others and acquaintance. And when they had found him not, they turned back again in Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. You know, it's kind of interesting that Mary and Joseph found him right where they left him at. And they found him exactly where they had put him at. And I want you to get to understand that sometimes we have left Jesus behind, we've left God behind, and we've walked away ourselves. But you know where he's at? He's still back there waiting for us. He's still back there waiting for us to draw nigh unto him. He's still there waiting for us to seek after him. The Bible talks about if we seek after him, we're going to find him, especially when we seek after him with all our heart, especially when we seek for him early. And when we consider it a simple Bible lesson, hey, let's not lose Jesus during a celebration. Let's look at our lives and let's look at our hearts and say, is there something that I'm missing? Have I left Jesus out? I'm not going to be going to the bar. I'm not going to be going to some wild Christmas party. I'm not some heinous sinner in the fact that I'm out there publicly doing all this wickedness. No, that's not what Mary and Joseph did either. They were just people doing the right things, and they lost him during the celebration because they assumed he was there. And in our Christian lives, let's not just assume, let's take some time and seek God this Christmas. Let's seek Christ this Christmas. Let's seek the Holy Spirit of God, like we talked about on Wednesday night, this Christmas season, and say, am I leaving Jesus out of the celebration? Because that's what it says. It says that they went in verse 44 and they talked to people trying to find him. In verse 46, it says that they sat there and they continued on seeking him and continue on seeking him until 3 days later they found him. They didn't give up. They looked at it. And sometimes in our walk with God, we're going to have to go to God and ask him to search us. And like it says in Psalms 139, to search us and know my heart, to try me, know my thoughts, see if there be any wicked way in me, to see if there's anything in me that needs to change, and seek after God. In Revelation chapter number 2, it talks about the church of Ephesus. And in that church of Ephesus, it talks about how they had lost their first love. And once they had lost their first love, Jesus tells them to be zealous. Jesus tells them to repent. And he says in chapter 2, verse number 5, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick. So what he's saying there is, remember where you left him at. Remember when you stopped loving him that much. Remember when there was something in my heart and there was something in my life that I used to be closer to God and I used to have a greater fellowship with him. There used to be a time when I celebrated him in a greater way. I was a closer relationship. remember where that was. And it says repent, which means, hey, you've been heading this way. You've been going this way. Now go back to where you knew him best. Go back to where you used to love him the most and say, you know what? And return to him and return to the way. That's the only way that Mary and Joseph found. They realized their mistake and they turned around and they went back and they sought after him and they found him. So don't lose Jesus during the celebration. It is a time of celebration. It's a time of excitement that, you know, has been built up by this world so much that sometimes we forget all about it. That's not the case for us. I don't know who it was I talked to this morning, and they said, it was back in the Widow Lady's room. We were talking about, and Miss Nikki's back there teaching today. I was talking a little bit about my lesson. She was talking a little bit about her lesson. And we talked about, you know, so much things in the world today that, you know, most people could not even worry about mentioning Jesus and still enjoy Christmas as much as it would be an afterthought. And they've missed it all. But that shouldn't be the case with us. That should not be normal with us. As Christians, we should demonstrate this to the people that are around us. We should be a light in this world. We should be showing this world, like we talked about at the stores earlier, and trying to spread some Christmas cheer and just being an encouragement and a help to people. Where do you get that? If you're not in that right relationship, if you've lost them, you're not going to be able to share them to anybody else. Mary and Joseph could not have gone up to somebody, here's Jesus. They didn't have him. They had to go back and find him. And I want you to understand, in your life, we need to make sure that we get back, we find him, and we worship him. I'm going to mention it probably this morning or tomorrow night or maybe all three. The great thing about this story in Luke chapter number 2, everybody's worshiping Jesus. Christmas did not go the way that was expected for Mary, and Christmas did not go the way expected for Joseph. Jesus knew what was going to happen, but you think about it, Jesus was born in a manger. And we're going to look at that today. We're going to look at the manger for a little while this morning. It was planned. They knew about it thousands of years before it ever happened, but they still allowed him to be born in a manger. It's a humbling experience. It's saying, you know what? I can trust God. That's what Mary and Joseph did. That's what the shepherds did. That's what wise men did. That's what Zacharias and Elizabeth did. Those circumstances in these people's lives wasn't something that was extraordinary or just a perfect Christmas day. It wasn't. It was perfect because they trusted in God and they worshiped him. They weren't going to let him lose Jesus during the celebration. Jesus was the celebration. So when you consider the story, open up your heart and say, Lord, search me today. Is there something I need to change? Is there something I should do differently? Is there something I can do to help make Christmas right at my house? And I'm not saying anybody has bad traditions. Just like last Wednesday night, if you didn't get to listen to Wednesday night's message, I really enjoyed the idea of who's left out of Christmas and talked about the Holy Spirit of God and how we need to surrender ourselves to God and how he is the key to making us the right Christmas spirit, because he is the Christmas spirit. He is the one that he was at work in Luke 1. He was at work in Luke chapter number 2, and he wants to be at work in 2018 today. We have to be willing to submit ourselves to him. Okay, I think that's it for this morning. I know we're done a few minutes early. I know the lesson was going to be a little shorter, but don't forget about celebrating Christ at Christmas. It's easy to lose him amongst everything that happens. It's very easy. I know some parents might be thinking, it's easy to lose a child. I lost my child once, or I lost my child once. It's easy to lose a grandchild. And sometimes it is easy. Why is that? Because you're busy. Sometimes it's easy because you assume they're with you, but they're not. Sometimes you assume that they're going to be sitting right where they're supposed to be. Yeah, right. It doesn't happen that way. And so because of that, we got to make sure that we take heed lest we're going to fall. We're going to have to make sure that we're going to make sure that Christ is going to be the center of our Christmas, and we're not going to lose Jesus during the celebration, just like Mary and Joseph did. Now, I'm not picking on Mary and Joseph. I know what it's like to have kids not do what you thought they were going to do and ask, where in the world are they? But we have to go find him. Same thing when it comes to Christmas. It's easy to lose him. Let's make sure we go back and find him by seeking after him. Let's pray. Dearly Father, Lord, help us today. Help us in the service to follow. Lord, I thank you for these people. Lord, I love these people. And Lord, I pray that all of us have the right heart spirit when it comes to this Christmas season. Help us to go before you and humbly just bow before you and say, I know you're God. I believe you're God. and I want to worship you by you directing and leading my paths, and make you the center, not only of just one day of year, but the center of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.